not only him alone, but all of the people who fled the country after the attack of the junta on the population on October 20th of last year, including myself. I haven't been back to Chad since last year and many other. In our party, we were about 500 people who were outside the country, but as of now, we managed to get most of them home, and we have the leadership team that's still out.
So what is the date or week of Mr. Mastra's return?
It should be probably in the next couple of days, but we haven't decided on a definite date, but it should be by the weekend.
I'm interested in knowing, what did Mr. Mastra agree to that has convinced him to return?
The content of this agreement has not been made public yet, but we have always looked and searched for the share of power in order to be able to contribute to the transition that we are in it right now, so that we will eventually get to a very transparent election in 2024.
So are you saying that power sharing was part of the agreement between Mr. Mastra and the government?
We always have been preaching this, and the reason why we have not been part of it since the beginning is because it's a one-way direction, and we did not agree to those to this back in the past simply because it wasn't beneficial. And as you can tell, those who have agreed in this first phase of transition until now have not done anything positive to help the people of Chad. As you know, the October 20th has been the deadliest and the bloodiest peaceful protest that had happened. So for those reasons, it's very important for us to be able to have, you know, we say we need some checks and balances. And that's the reason why we think it's very crucial for us to get back into the country and get into the game in order to counterbalance anything that may go against the people of Chad.
So what are your expectations for this coming December 17 referendum on the Constitution? What are your expectations?
The Economic Committee of Central African Countries have decided to nominate President Tshisekedi from DRC as a mediator. So through him, we're able to draft this agreement that we agree on the principle of it, allowing us to get back into country and carry on in the practicality of it. So in order for us to continue further with this transition, we need to my humble point of view, review the referendum and see things that can be adjusted, things that can be taken into consideration, or things that can be trashed in order to come up with something more suitable for the people of Chad.
So once again, you're saying that Mr. Mastra agreed to return home with the hope of at least power sharing leading up to elections.
Yes, that's the point. We want to be part of the upcoming election. There is no reason for us to be outsiders. We are in politics. And the main reason why we are into that, we created this political party, is to aim for the presidency. We are not just creating a party to make noise. So our objective is to conquer the power through the democratic way. So it is important for us to be in the field and to campaign and to also be contributor of what this transitional team is doing, as in order to make sure that the rules are fair to everyone who is participating into this electoral process.
Thank you so much again. It's so good to talk with you.
Thank you so much.